Welcome to Night School, taking a stab at the Middle Ages.
A podcast devoted to medieval history and culture, and the occasional bad pun.
I'm Becca, bringing you everything related to medieval religion and church history.
And I'm Claire, covering all things medieval literature and history.
We first met in a medieval Renaissance humanities program while studying abroad in Oxford across the pond. But mysticism is what actually brought us together.
Yes, and I do agree with you, but really I decided you were going to be my friend within the first hour. I don't know what it was, but I just decided that you were the only one who would probably go on nerdy trips with me. And that to be true. My prediction did come true. You did go on multiple nerdy trips with me, and I'm very grateful for that. And so while we were becoming friends, we were also having a lot of fun academic conversations over coffee. Shout out to Society Cafe. They have a lot of our money now. And unfortunately, we had to leave Oxford early because of coronavirus, which is very serious, but still very sad. So we decided to just continue having conversations, except in a podcast where we can see each other once a week still and I guess be nerds together.
So because we're both undergraduate students, we obviously still have lots to learn about the different topics we're going to cover, and we just thought that this would be a fun and accessible way to share our love for the Middle Ages while learning from each other, because we come from different academic backgrounds. And we also think it'll be a good way to learn from experts when we want to dive deeper into topics.
Yes, that's right. We're bringing in the real deal medievalists. And we hope other students or anyone else wanting to learn about this long and very rich period will tune in.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of talking about this before, but I think we kind of both agree, like, at least from my experience in high school, the Middle Ages are kind of glossed over. Even if you read some like literary texts, I feel like in history classes, it's not always covered or like contextualized. And even in college, it seems like modern history or even like classics kind of take precedence. So I know like we've talked before about how we became interested in the Middle Ages, but maybe we should share a little bit for our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I read a little bit in high school. We covered your typical Chaucer and Beowulf. And when I got to college, I didn't really encounter it for about a year. And then I feel like if I wouldn't have met the English professors who are medievalists, like I just got really lucky. I wouldn't have encountered it really at all, which is kind of disappointing, but I'm glad I was one of the people who my advisor now convinced me to take her Chaucer seminar, and I've been kind of roped in ever since. And you know, I don't hate it. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, that's great to hear. I feel like, you know, like I said, like in high school, it was kind of similar. Like we covered also the big literary people. But like you, I didn't really get interested in it until my freshman year. I was in a living learning political philosophy program and did like a research project on the Crusades. And that was kind of like how I first got interested in the time period, and then just explored it in my religion classes. And then, of course, we met in our humanities program. So I was really happy to kind of have that experience to keep pursuing this interest. And obviously, you know, it's really nice to find other students who are interested in it. Like if I had to say, I have a specialization, I study mostly medieval Christianity, but I have like touched other religions in my studies. And in our podcast, we're going to discuss different religions. We're not going to focus just on Christianity.
Right. And, you know, most of the reading and research I've done up to this point has also been medieval Europe oriented, which I do love medieval Europe, but I think it's important to also branch out and cover all of the other different medieval worlds that were very prominent and very much existing in the same time, which does get left out a lot. And we're in this podcast, we're committed to painting a diverse and fuller picture of the medieval world beyond just Europe. And we'll be sharing information about which sources we use. And every episode will be full of reading recommendations so you can continue feeding your curiosities, you know, because we really think it is important to branch out a little beyond medieval Europe, even though that's what we're primarily studying at this point, and probably just because we're still undergrad students. So, you know, we're just living and learning on here, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I would just echo all of that. And yeah, I'm happy that we can kind of learn while we're learning with others and sharing that with people.
Okay, good stuff. So what we wanted to cover in this intro episode is that we want to acknowledge that most people do already know things about the Middle Ages, whether they realize it's from the Middle Ages or not, be it from school, TV, or elsewhere, random pop culture, I don't know, the deep corners of Twitter, I guess. And we asked some of our friends yesterday, which was very fun. We asked them to tell us the first words that come to mind when they think of the term medieval. And we're going to tell you some of their responses. Do you want to go?
Okay, so sure. One of the responses we got multiple times was knight.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's our podcast, the knight, right? Is the title, so I mean, that's...
I'm glad people got that.
Okay. And one of my friends dove a little deeper. She said, women being forced to marry men they don't want to for social hierarchy. She just went right in there, like, wow. I mean, yes and no. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say that's pretty good. And we can kind of address that. Also mentioning, like, women being forced into nunneries and things like that, because there are different experiences.
Right. But they could also choose. Okay, we'll get into this deeper than Okay, just read the next one because it's funny.
Okay.
It's really funny.
So the next one is Monty Python Coconut Horses.
Which?
That's my favorite part of that whole movie, I'll just say.
I know. Isn't that like right near the beginning?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it opens with the... I can't do it, but yes.
Yeah, you can, like, shut off the movie after that scene. Like, you've seen enough.
That sums it all up.
Yeah. Okay, next. I don't know why I keep getting all of the, like, long ones, but kings eating meat and drinking beer when their people are dying and extremely poor. Okay. Okay.
Right. So, I'm hearing social class division and right. Inequality.
Okay. Good.
Next up, we have castles, and on a less whimsical note, feudalism. Love.
LOL. I like the LOL to, like, soften the blow a little bit. This one's interesting. Someone just said smelly, which I wonder if there's scholarship on smells in the Middle Ages, but I've never really thought about that before. I don't know about you, but...
We could do a medieval hygiene episode, I guess. I'm sure there's someone out there who specializes in that.
Yes. I'm down.
All right, so we got quite a few different responses, and, you know, these are all a really great place to start. However, there's so much more to this period that we think people would find interesting and that they should know about. So we also want to devote some episodes to addressing the misconceptions about the Middle Ages, like you've mentioned, that might come from pop culture or other places. And, you know, even historical periodization terminology can sometimes be contentious. The biggest one, obviously, being the Dark Ages, which I think probably a lot of people have heard of before. To describe, you know, the nearly 1,000-year period of medieval history, depending on when you would divide the start and end of the medieval period, even though, you know, most people, if you look at it most broadly, it would just be the fall of Rome to, you know, the Enlightenment. But this misnomer is one major misconception that we think paints the Middle Ages as kind of a period of intellectual darkness and kind of sends the message that, like, this was a period where there wasn't any, like, technological or intellectual innovation or anything interesting going on. And we think it's obviously just not true.
Right. And because, as you know, the term was coined by Petrarch and propelled by early humanists in the 14th and 15th centuries. And the term was also commonly used by Enlightenment philosophers to denote an age, like you said, between the fall of the Roman Empire to the earliest discoveries of the Renaissance. So yeah, we can definitely just acknowledge the term, but also acknowledge its faults and everything else. But we probably will not be calling it the Dark Ages, just based on those two comments we said. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to talk a little bit about the meaning behind the usage by the early humanists in the 14th and 15th centuries. Like you said, Petrarch was kind of considered the founder of the humanists, and they were very devoted to reviving classical texts and purifying Latin, and to some extent were kind of a critique or response to the scholasticism that came before them. And they basically were using the term to kind of glorify this classical past, as well as the patristic period, which is, of course, like the early church. They were kind of using this term to judge the current period as a time of darkness where, you know, the church and society had kind of strayed away from the original values of, you know, the period when Jesus was supposed to live. And, you know, this kind of idea of like light and darkness, it has like biblical significance because, you know, Jesus is often referred to in the Bible as like the light of the world and things like that. So it's kind of, it has religious implications. And I think that's just like something that's interesting and important to note.
Yeah. And we'll definitely include this in our misconceptions episode, or probably multiple episodes, because there are a lot of misconceptions. And next week, we're going to be talking about, in our first full episode, medieval childhood. You know, just the medieval child, what they were up to, I don't know, maybe what they played with, and also misconceptions about medieval childhood and the relationship between parents and their children, because there were some historical arguments circulating that parents didn't love their young children because they died so often, which that's a very, very, very vague description, which we will get into more next week. So if you want to learn more about it, I guess tune back in and hear us ramble scholarly things at you.
And Claire, do you want to tell them how they can follow us on social media?
Yes. So we actually just today made a Twitter account, and you can follow us. Our username is Night School, spelled like, you know, a night with
night with a K,
because someone else took the username Night School and I'm not sure why, but I couldn't find that account anywhere. But yeah, follow us, Night School _. We'll post updates, retweet some fun stuff, and yeah, just for all our updates, keep checking back.
All right.